The statistics do not paint a pretty picture of Holyoke. It's one of the most challenged cities in Massachusetts, with the highest rates of poverty, unemployment, and high school dropouts in the state. So why is a local organization that helps poor women get their GEDs using Shakespeare and Plato as guides? WBUR's Andrea Shea takes us to the Care Center in Holyoke to find out.
One-page syllabus, so you have the titles in front of you.
In a basement classroom, about 20 students settle down at their desks. They face each other, but focus on their professor, Kent Jacobson, as he wraps up the semester.
And we read Plato's Cave, in which he sees us all living in a cave, staring at shadows and the illusions, and then a few of us trying to dig ourselves up out of the cave into the light.
It's the kind of scene that plays out daily in humanities classes at Harvard or Skidmore. But talking about philosophy, prose, and poetry is radical for this audience.
I feel like I'm getting into a different culture, and it's interesting. It's not about Mark from South Boogie.
A neighborhood in Holyoke, Jacqueline Segarra jokes. She was in prison for 5 years. And like the rest of the women here, she lives in poverty. They range from 18 to 57 years old. All are mothers. Some grapple with mental health issues and traumatic experiences.
I am a survivor of domestic violence.
Her ex-husband destroyed Lisa Darga's self-confidence. The 47-year-old has 4 children, has been diagnosed bipolar, and says she never, ever thought she was smart enough for college or for anything.
When you're told constantly you're a piece of crap, you know what I mean, that you're never going to amount to anything, you start to believe it. And for years, I struggled with that.
But studying Shakespeare's love sonnets or writing her own prose has changed that.
I'm liking what I'm seeing in the mirror. You know, I'm liking seeing my homework sit on the table and knowing that this is for me.
Darga applied for this class, known as the Clemente course, after picking up a flyer in her counselor's office. She's seen her classmates transform over the past few weeks, too.
People that used to be really, really quiet and didn't say anything are now starting to speak or giggle.
Including 21-year-old mother Priscilla Rivera.
So it's hard for me to express how I feel, and that's what I'm dealing with now, expressing my feelings and how to lay it out.
And Rivera wants her 1-year-old son to be able to do that too. She wants him to go to college.
I don't know, when I used to think about college, I was just like, oh, whatever, it's a waste of my time. I'd rather make money at a freaking $8 an hour. But I grew out of that when I first got to the care center, and then I started this Clemente course, and I met Kent. Hi, Kent. I'm kind of turning red.
Kent Jacobson runs the program.
When you start reading Shakespeare and talking about Plato or reading a Chekhov short story, you quickly realize the concerns that you have, the human concerns you have, are concerns that writers and artists have had for thousands of years.
Jacobson says another benefit for these women is that being here in this class, in this room, together, talking about life issues and moral questions, helps them feel less alone.
When we started this, it was with the idea that people in poverty and people of means need the same things, both intellectually and spiritually and physically.
That's Ann Teschner, executive director of the Care Center.
And over these 13 years, we have seen that proven to be true over and over again.
About 85% of the women who take this free 28-week program go on to higher ed. That success was recognized by the White House with a National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Award last year. Even so, it's been a tough sell. Anna Rodriguez, the center's director of education, remembers when Teschner first pitched it.
This concept of teaching college courses to students who have not completed their GED and don't have a high school education seemed oxymoronic to me or mind-boggling.
Especially since her job is to help these women pass their GED exams. But then she saw
they were becoming better readers and better writers. And that's what the GED is all about. But there was also something else that was happening. Those students were going through a door in which something else was opening up in your brain, broader than preparing for a GED test.
I always say I walk around educating everybody, and they have to hear it whether they like it or not, because I've got the biggest mouth in the house. So.
But some of the biggest skeptics of the Clemente course have been students, such as 43-year-old Tracy Rafferty, who we heard just a moment ago.
It really was a joke to me. I'm like, really, I'm not spending 2 hours on this. I got so much to do. My life is so all over the place. But it's actually calmed me down somewhat.
And yes, Rafferty wants to go to college now, too. But her professor acknowledges that this program is not a guaranteed passport to a better life.
We've had graduates who ended up on the street ravaged by heroin. But we've had many more success stories.
Lisa Darga feels successful just completing the literature part of the course. They're also studying American history, and up next, art history.
I don't know anything about art. I can't draw to save my soul. It's a new experience for me. And who knew at 47, with four kids, that I was going to have new experiences.
And there's another new experience on the horizon for Darga and many of her classmates, applying for scholarships to pay for college. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.